name is Daniel Lawrence, aka JND, and I'd love to welcome you to my podcast. This is a feel-good neighborhood podcast, the happy broadcast show, ladies and gentlemen, and you're welcome to The Five View. This is the 7th episode of the show. The previous episode, I had KVT in the studio, and that particular episode was titled Road to Blue, okay? And I hope you listened and shared. And now welcome to this particular episode. I have with me in the studio an amazing person. He studies medical physiology in the University of Yokohama Ibom State, and he's a big fan of Davido, Terms, and Fave. And he's here with me in the studio. Today, we'll be having an amazing conversation on The Vibe View, and I hope you'll be here to listen to him, yeah, because he's an amazing person. He's that guy that walk into a room and just light up everywhere. He's that funny guy, you know, and they say funny guys takes all the babe, takes all their attention. So right here in the studio with me is Emedion Inwek. So he's going to translate his name. I think that's the first thing you're going to do. Translate your name. Yeah, you're going to translate your name. So let's go. How you doing, Emedion? How you doing?
I'm doing too. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to have you right here on the show. It's good to have you on the show.
Yo.
So first thing first, let's know the meaning of your name in English.
Okay. Emedion means blessed, then yeah. Inwek means power. So we can put that together. I don't know if blessed power makes sense.
Yeah.
But just take it like that.
Yeah.
Blessed power.
So let's get to know some of the things you've discovered lately. Might be amazing discoveries, might be the funny ones, might be the one that would be so serious, might also be the ones that would educate us.
The moment you said funny one, something just entered my head. Okay, so with the removal of this fuel subsidy and other RAS,
yeah.
I discovered that I can trek long distances without feeling tired. I'm like so good at trekking. I didn't know I was wasting on my trekking talents. If not, I should have been trekking since. I suppose don't date London by now, man. But anyways, it's still fine. Fair enough.
You know, you get to discover things when you're in your deepest moment of sakpa.
Exactly.
I don't know if that happened to you before. Like the person that got to discover that can actually trek from here to Itamarket with your phone, like your phone in your pockets and your earpiece is plucked in and the song is playing in the background.
Bro.
Did you know that some people have a playlist for trekking?
Exactly. I have a playlist for trekking. This is coming out so wrong, but yeah. I have a playlist for trekking and it's actually really, really cool.
Yeah.
At the same time, fair enough. So I just enjoy it.
So now let's talk about your playlist. Now the playlist for today's show is made by you. And you have songs from Davido, you have songs from Terms, and you have songs from Fave.
You're making me betray my other artists.
Yeah.
A whole lot. You're making me betray Shodem Camp. You're making me betray Amari and Cross Antino and a lot of other badass artists, but it's fine. My dad are here, so if anything happens, I know where to slit. I need medical physiology, so I know where to slit in your body.
So let's talk about Davido.
Okay.
Davido dropped an album called Timeless.
Okay.
How far do you think this the album can go? Because yeah, we have the Grammys coming up next year.
Yo.
And the Grammys just created a new category that's for African music, which means he might likely get a nomination. Do you see him getting a nomination and also winning?
Yeah, actually. That's like, I can't actually wait for that. But to say that Davido is a legend in this music thing would actually be an understatement at the same time. The Timeless album was an 11. It was 11 over 10, yes.
Yeah. That's your rating, right?
Yes, my rating. Supposed to rate that. So it was a really nice one. I enjoyed every track from start to finish.
Yeah.
The whole vibe was just there, intense, euphoric, man. I felt everything I was supposed to feel, from dancing to being moody, sad love song. Man, that guy is dope.
Yeah. All right. Now let's talk about Terms. She's a Grammy Award winner.
That's my babe. Please don't come on my babe anyhow.
She won a Grammy with a song that Future featured her on the song alongside Drake.
Yeah.
And that was Wait For You. And the song got nominated and also went along.
I will wait for you. Oh, man.
I will wait for you.
Angelic.
So they went ahead to win a Grammy for that particular song. And now she's a Grammy Award winner. And just so you know, this lady came out during the lockdown. That was 2020. And from there, she's dropped two EPs. She dropped for Broken
Banger
Years.
After banger.
She dropped for Broken Years.
I can't lie.
And now she went on to drop The Color Purple, right?
Was it Yeah.
And now, what would you say about this lady? What made you? What memorable experience would you say you have from this particular artist?
Well, from time immemorial, Terms has always been able to infuse her lyrics, pierce her lyrics through literally anybody's heart.
Yeah.
Her piercing songs, her piercing voice, her sound is epic. And you can always recognize her sound from anywhere in the world you are. And one thing that's really strikes me is that Tems just started out on her own as a producer, literally owning her own space and taking it global. Because we have lots of artists nowadays always trying to push their P, running around, oh, stream my work. But I feel that if you are good, you are good. The whole world gets to hear about you if you are good.
Yeah.
So in summary, be like Tems.
Be like Tems.
I'm not trashing any other upcoming artists, but
yeah,
you guys should just keep doing your work and you get the recognition you need.
So now let's talk about Faith, signed to Mr. Easy's record label. She's from Akwa Ibom State.
Maybe we should stop going with that notion that Faith is an Akwa Ibom.
Yeah, but
Faith,
she's cool here.
She's Igbo.
But she's cool here.
Yeah, she's cool here.
But you said the mom is the mom from Akwa Ibom or the dad from Akwa Ibom? Who's
your dad? Me, I don't know, Shao, but I know say I like her music. Nothing concern me.
So now let's talk about Faith, signed to Mr. Easy's record label Empower. She's been an amazing person, came out with Baby Rhythm and the song was everywhere,
literally, like on TikTok, Instagram, blowing up. It was on every radio, it was in every club, man. I was like, man, this is some real talent, man. We need to find out who this baby is. And then I made my research and like, Faith. She dropped her EP and it was a banger, and that's when everything just blew up. She's still a student though.
Yeah, she's still going to school.
Man, it's not easy, but
God did.
Amazing stuff. Big ups to Faith. Faith, come to our podcast now. We can't wait to have you.
So let's talk about your passion, things you're passionate about, and also what you're studying in school.
Yeah.
You're studying medical physiology.
I am still studying medical physiology.
Yeah. What made you opt for this course?
Omo, to be very honest, just like every other Nigerian youth out there, I did not want to stay in my father's house after I finished my teacher. I had like, I'm saying my job score in the podcast. Hey God, I'm very good. Okay, to be very specific, I will not say that. So I opted for medicine and surgery.
Yeah.
When I wrote JAM, and it didn't actually work out. JAM me. So I had to switch to medical physiology and just continue with it till here. But it's actually a really cool course anyway. So
yeah,
I'll just work with that. At the same time, if I still want to further, if I have aspects I want to venture into in the medical field, I love that. At the same time, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. I developed an interest for building and creating mobile apps.
Yeah.
Coding. So I don't know how this is going to happen, but by God's grace, hard work and dedication,
can
obviously
actually pull that off.
Yes, I will.
Now let's talk about your passion. I know you to be a guy who loves, I would say you're that funny guy, right? So you probably take up roles as a funny guy and the comic guy if you're acting some of those movies, right?
Okay.
So you love acting. You love creating content that has to do with making people laugh.
Is that true? Yes, sir. I don't forget.
So how did this talent, because I won't say it's a talent, right? Because it's something you built over time.
It's a persona.
How did this come about?
Well. How do I put this? Okay, so I believe that comedy thrives on authenticity at this point. And if it's not real, if it's not there, it's not there, man.
You can't force it.
You can't force people to like your content. If there's anybody that's never told you this is not the job for you, it has to be Nigerian people.
Yeah.
Because they will tell you plain, bro, you are boring.
Yeah.
Bro, your sarcasm is not sarcasm in quotes. So I feel that it just cuts across all my experiences as a Nigerian, a young Gen Z Nigerian, from when I was probably 10 years old, experiences I've had with different people, and I'm able to put that out in a form of video content to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And these people can also resonate with
your
content. Yes,
create,
I put out. Yes. And it really, really makes me happy at the same time to find out that there are lots of people that can actually relate to what I experienced or things that happened to me sometime in my life. And then they're like, this guy. Then there are also some other content that does not resonate just as much as mine does. Yeah. But at the same time, just work with that.
Yeah.
Yo, so cheers to that.
And now, I think we should go for a short music break, okay? We go on a short music break. Yo, and I have a song here to play. And it's from the playlist that is tailor-made by Emmett Young, right?
Chances are we might not come back with him. I'm not the only person on this podcast because my dada is sharp. And I know where to pierce soon.
So now we have a song here from Davido. That has to be the first song we're going to play on the show.
Okay.
And it's Feel from the album Timeless.
Them go feel it.
Yeah, them go run it down. So when we come back, you're still listening to, the Vibe View right here on the Happy Broadcast here, the podcast. I go by the name Jindy the Vibe Guard. And I have with me in the studio Emmett Young. So play right here is Feels by Davido. Please don't go anywhere.
I be on the phone, calling you tonight. I wanna make you show me. Make we know the fight. I don't wanna sleep alone. Wanna hold you tight. But I fool my eyes. But I'll be alright. Forever. On my laptop. On my keto.
To the show, we just played your song from Davido from the Timeless album, and that had to be the song Feel. Okay, in case you're just listening, you're just tuning in, I have with me Emed Young Inwek in the studio, and this is the Vibe Feel, the series, and this is the 7th episode of the Vibe Feel. Now let's head straight to the games. For the first game we are playing right here on the show, we are playing the dipshit, and Emed Young, you have to pick from 1 to 50. Pick a number from 1 to 50.
You people, they won't put me for dipshit though. I'm already dipshit, so this dipshit game is not actually dipshitty. But anyhow, let's just work with it.
So pick a number from 1 to 50. Pick a number.
Oh God, make I no go pick. Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, number 3.
Number 3.
Yes, number 3.
If someone gave you $100, what would you spend it on?
$100. How much is that, Seth?
Converted to Naira, it should be approximately, is it 60 or 150K? Or it need to be more than that?
Oh my, small low. Hey, yeah. I'll go first buy grocery. And by grocery, I mean Gary.
Yeah.
Because, man, like, like, I'll do milkshake, I'll do cassava. Ah, they play with me. No, that was on a lighter note. Okay.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah.
Man, it's not much because Nigeria has done us bad. But at the same time, I think I'll use it to start up my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Stuff. Yeah.
So that's what you're going to do with the money?
Yeah. Recording, stuff like that. The money is small now. In fact, I suppose use and buy Gary actually, like
your grocery. Yeah,
my grocery. Very important. I need to have grocery.
So Gary now not grocery.
They play with me now. Just they play. Master of jokes.
So now let's go. Pick the next number.
Okay. Number. What should I pick? Okay. Number 7. Oh, man. I don't mess up.
Okay. What is one thing you need to work on for yourself? Something you need to work on for yourself or better self-improvement? What's one thing you need to work on?
Man, if they were going to give a trophy to anybody for best in procrastination,
yeah,
it would have to be me, man. Like, I really have to work on how I procrastinate stuff.
Yeah.
At the same time, and I need to get my work done. So that's it for me.
Yeah. For you.
But it's not like it's so bad. I'll be like, oh, I'll do it. But I still get the job done at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But man, the efforts I have to put to drag myself. It didn't easy, but God
did.
It didn't actually easy.
So now pick the next number.
Okay. I never finish.
Never start anything.
But I'm not going to stream this podcast too. Make
and I judge you. Hey, God,
amen.
Number. Pick the next number.
So we have number 15.
15.
Hey, people, this thing is just a random guess.
What do you miss most?
What do I miss
most from your last relationship?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I know they didn't go ask me this question. And hey, God, well, what do I miss most? I'm not going to say anything. My pastor is streaming this thing. Jesus Christ, I forgot. Hey, God, I better go. So, I miss my baby's food. I can't lie. That babe makes the best spag.
Kuno.
Spag.
Spag, right?
Guy.
So you said Kuno.
No,
I said, were you
Kuno,
dating?
Did that guy date Hausa babe?
Were you dating this
guy? Maybe we should send this guy out of this show. In fact, I was like dagger.
I wanted to ask if you're dating a Nottingham because you say Kuno. Okay, spag. You know, spag is
not
live.
Come on, this.
Spag is live. Spag is like is something that if you know how to repay very well for me, then you have my heart.
Guy, stop making me remember all the stuff, man. I feel so sad at this moment.
Shouldn't be sad. You can call her back.
Why?
Just give me a number.
I'll be a fool to go back to my ex-girlfriend. What did I say?
So pick the next number. Pick the
okay.
next one.
So we have number if you need to make I expose my babe again, GM, I'll go strangle you. Okay.
Pick the next number.
We have number don't finish on my head. This is crazy. Number 20.
What tradition would you like to start this year?
Oh, now don't call me again.
What tradition would you like to start this year?
Yes, that's true. Meeting more people.
Yeah.
Making more connects. Because obviously, staying in my house and shooting TikToks and making films, we will not do the job of networking with people. At the same time, social media has its role to play too. But I really need to reach out to more people and connect with them, tell them what I do, what I'm capable of, and making more friends, taking more pictures, because I feel just a day like this, I just shoot TikTok with ugly filters and I'm just living a very boring life. So I need to meet more people this year. And hey, now half of the year we do. Now we see I talk for January. But anyhow, Sha,
you still do it.
I'll still do it.
Pick the last number.
I should pick the last number.
Yeah, this is the last. You're picking only five numbers. So you this okay. If you pick this one, this is going to be your last number.
Okay. Before? Okay, so number 38. Yeah, that was so specific.
How would you like to spend your free time?
My free time?
Yeah.
Ooh, you already know what I do. Hello. I am a TikToker, but I'm not a proud one.
Yeah?
I like hiding my identity when I'm in public. But people like showing me off because, I mean, who shoots TikToks? But what I love doing in my free time, most times I play games. PS with my brother.
PS football games?
Yes, with my brother. Or I shoot TikToks if he's not around. Most times I play games.
Yeah.
A whole lot of times I play games. Grand Theft Auto. Anything that just makes me happy at that moment. Sometimes I almost say cook, but make I no lie on a podcast I do.
Yeah.
I cannot cook. It's only grocery I'm doing, man. And if
the
people understand
grocery.
What grocery is.
Just sugar and milk, you're good to go.
That's the point. Period. So apart from that, okay, filming TikToks and creating ideas, for myself.
Let's go to the next game, which is the this or that. And now the first question
is then go cast me. Hey.
Netflix or YouTube?
I talk. You always like bringing out the latent trenches, boy, me, this bro, man. Okay, Netflix or YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, I'd prefer YouTube for now. I prefer YouTube.
Okay.
Honestly, I have my reasons. But YouTube, thing about YouTube is that I watch a video now and then the next thing that's showing me a video that I've seen
before,
like a week ago, and then I'm like, what's very simple? Who is your algorithm person?
Yeah.
But I'll still go with YouTube. I bet my Netflix no come on my money. I bet.
Phone calls or text?
Text. If it's really urgent,
yeah,
a phone call will do. But for now, text. I guess really anxious about phone calls, so I'll go with text.
Text.
Yeah.
TikTok or Instagram?
Hello. You're talking with a TikTok guru here on your podcast. Is that TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok or Instagram? Yeah.
Oh, Instagram memes, man. Those memes are like killer. So TikTok.
TikTok.
I love TikTok.
Android or iOS?
See, there are actually lots of really dope Android devices. I don't know if you guys know, but this would be an ad for Google. Google Pixel is doing a whole lot.
Yeah.
And deserves recognition. I don't know why people are not doing that. But I'll go with Android.
Laptop.
Yo.
Or tablet.
Laptop. Tablet. I take too much drugs, so.
Amazon or eBay?
Amazon. No, you said they buy something from the Amazon show. So let's just work with Amazon. Okay. Amazon KDP. I beg. Amazon. Let's go.
Venmo or PayPal?
Venmo. Venmo. PayPal is doing Nigerians crazy stuff, man. Crazy things are happening, just like what Thames had said. So.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify, baby! But almost Spotify is really chill.
Yeah?
It's a lifesaver. A vast library of music stuff, man.
Yeah?
I really enjoy Spotify.
So Spotify. It's Spotify for you?
Yeah. How about you?
For me, the thing is, you listen to if you use the two streaming platforms, I use Apple Music and I use Spotify.
Okay.
So
okay.
I love Spotify because of aesthetics. And I love Apple Music because of the sound quality. So sometimes I'm really torn between choosing each of them because I love the good sound quality. But for the aesthetics, I'll go with Spotify. But for sound quality, I go with Apple Music.
Well, fair enough.
Then audiobook or podcast?
Podcast, because I am in one. And if I don't choose podcast, they will use my dagger and stab me.
Wala, goody.
So I beg. I want to arrive home safely.
So before we dive into the Ask the Host, we have to go on a short music break again. And I'll play you a song from Mamed Young's playlist. And this particular song is The Key from the lady Thames.
Thames, baby.
And I hope you will not go anywhere. Please just stay here with us. And when we come back, it's going to be the Ask the Host. And he's going to ask me only two questions.
Yo.
And then we'll just close the curtains and we're done with the show. So please don't leave the show.
Key to the garden, so I put it up and I nodded. Tell me how you like it. Get me on the wheel, I'ma drive it. But they wanna raise up the mileage. Well, I don't like to turn my back. It's all work and give back. May I just drive today, my lane? I got the gang behind now. Listen when they call my name. I found a voice within me. No man can curse what God has made. Pain. When the dark is closing in, see they want to lock me down. When they try to take me down, we be flying off the ground. When the world is going out, when the earth is falling in, this is the mind, this is the light, this is the dawn, this is the way. I see the dream coming before me. I've been the one, no, I have to say it. This is the vibe, don't need to fake it. Seeing the world, living beyond it. This is the key so I can save you. Well, I don't like to turn my back, so I work and give back. May I just try to dim my light. Got a gang behind now. Listen when they call my name. I found a voice within me. Now I can't curse what God has made. So let me be your pain. When the dark is closing in, you down, we be flying off the ground. When the world is going out, when the earth is falling in, yeah. Yeah, it is getting cold. Their eyes are slowly closing. Their chains they cannot hold me under the open sky. They are looking for a way, but I will keep you safe.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. I just played you the song from Terms, and it is Terms with a song, The Keys. And I hope you love that particular song, okay? And now we're into the last segment of this particular show, and it's going to be Ask the Host. So, Emedion is going to ask me two questions, which I'm going to answer.
This boy has entered my trap.
So, the last, just ask me two questions.
Okay. Two. I had three.
Two. It's okay. You might make it three.
I had three, man. The spirit is telling me three.
All right.
So, okay. First of all, number one, have you ever hooked up with someone online?
Wow. Amazing, yes. Interesting question.
Yes.
You know, it started with, I was using Tinder in 2020.
Here we go again.
I was using Tinder in 2020.
My mother is streaming this podcast.
Funny thing is, I was using Tinder in 2020 and they used to recommend people in my...
Hope say they don't recommend me, oh. Hey, that's why I don't cast for person.
They used to recommend people in my own neighborhood for me. So, you know, there's this core member that was living in my compound.
Okay.
So, there was a day they kind of... You know, they recommend... I don't know how it happened because she was not in my age group then. But I added a very bigger age, you know? Okay. Sometimes when I tell people my age, they were like, this is not your age, man. So, it's like making it a bit higher.
19 are dangerous.
They recommended... You know, 19 are dangerous. I mean, I'm not a real star. So, they recommended this core member that was living in my own area.
Okay.
We started chatting and all, and it was going so well. You know when you're on Tinder, you know, if, what thing can you go Tinder now even though we hook up? Shady?
Started space talking. Not there my phone to start with, so we're cool.
We started talking and talking and talking. And I was like, ah, so you didn't know you were on Tinder? Yeah, this is cool. I know her and she knows me. So we started talking and seriously, it got to a very high-pitched conversation. And okay. I won't cast it right here.
Okay, sure. Okay.
But it was an amazing experience that someone that I didn't used to see in my papa that time, like, would see me and walk and pass. When I get up, be like, hey, how are you? Something should answer me, something should just walk past. And I understood something.
I can't genuinely believe what my ears are.
It was because
right
of
now.
The stress. But now because see, we don't meet ourselves, we don't go jam ourselves for what we know. Suppose jam ourselves.
Hey.
She has come follow me talk, you know.
Hey, as per mature lady.
As per maturity now. I didn't expect this boy
man
to do this.
Who is this young boy?
But she feared me. Like last week.
Can
I
know my
class.
Offense?
I was in class and I was talking about my friends. Like they were talking about I'm meeting people on social media platforms, and one of them was like, Omo, say he's been hearing about, and when I said I was once on Tinder, they were like, hey, you were on Tinder, are you being serious? I'm like, guy, there's nothing about Tinder. Sometimes they say I don't even go back there because
my person no go harvest my organs. I know now only one kidney day like this. I don't use one buy phone, so I don't get strength.
Hey, you don't use one buy phone already.
And now 2 gig phone I go buy. I dey crazy, so see as they rip me.
My iPhone is supposed to go use your kidney.
Almost 50k kidney.
Okay, now the thing is I've hooked up, but nothing happened, you know.
Okay.
I've really hooked up with a couple of people. Aside from Tinder, right?
Okay.
And now on Facebook, now like people they hook up with me, but you know they actually work like that. Because once I tell you, let's go to WhatsApp, you don't come. Conversation don't end. If I mistakenly tell you, let's chat on WhatsApp.
You see, well, you go just the archive.
That convo don't die. You go review my status. So when people say to me, hi, I went through your profile picture, I love what you do, I love your pictures.
It's a lie.
Probably coming from ladies. Hmm?
They want to sleep with you. Yes.
My virginity is protected at all
100%.
Costs. So when they send me those messages, I'll be like, oh, thank you so much. There are times ladies even send me hi's. Hi, how are you? What up? Me, I'll ask you.
Chief Connors.
Go straight to the point. What do you want? That's what I do these days. I'll just say, what do you want from me?
People should DM me on my socials. Every week, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. What else?
You have to tell me what you want from me because you're in my KM. Obviously, you won't be telling me hi. I don't have time to
beat
around
the bush.
Yes,
because like, why are you helloing me? Why are you hiring me?
I can't beat around the bush.
You give me high blood pressure.
Go straight to the point, my dear.
Please.
I can't beat around the bush, you know.
Just tell me.
This is my British English sounding Nigerian.
It's not even giving the British show. I don't know what you're doing.
So now the thing is, when you come to my DM, please, tell me what you want from
me. Too. This one I'm shouting my socials around. I bet when you come, if I'll be...
tell me, oh, I like your picture. I like you. I want you to be this. Fine. No come and beat around the bush.
Exactly. What is hi? What is hello? What is how are you doing? How have you eaten?
So I've answered your question. I've actually hooked up with a couple of people, but no, people they hook up with me on Facebook. Only
rejected,
Facebook.
Rejected stone, don't turn chief cornerstone. God, please, Oshie, you're seeing your children. Okay, anyhow. So second question.
Yep.
How do you approach women?
Okay, I'm going to do a crash course for those brothers.
What?
I don't know how to approach women.
He's taking money from my question.
I'm going to do crash course. So this one is going to be like,
what's a masterclass?
No, I'm not going to collect money. But if you want the original,
yeah, I'm his manager.
You want the original course, gang, come to my DM.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
So won't you just give us a snippet?
How I approach women, right?
Okay.
See, yeah. This is where
this
life
is the bottom.
This is where you get to know me very well.
Okay.
I'm one person that God will not allow me to date rubbish.
Omo.
I keep saying it all the time.
Things where I don't see for this man.
And I've seen a lot of, and most of the time I don't approach women to say, okay, I want to date. I want to be friends. But the kind of people I have in my life are women that are very goal-oriented, smart, intelligent women. So now if I'm approaching you and okay, I get to see that you're kind of shabby, some of them feel say, oh, I don't talk to people, all kind of stuff. Me, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, she antisocial.
For example, in school, we have group works, right?
Okay.
So you're in my group and I have to talk to you. If you can't there be, I go first of all spell them out. Like today, something happened today. We had a group work and there's this girl that believes that she's a Queen Elizabeth. Bad bitch vibe.
You can't keep a bad bitch down.
I was just looking at her. I thought I said, this girl no who me I be.
Yes, I mean, you bad guy.
She knows they do her. I know they look at her. I was like, I don't tell her, see, you're in a group of people.
Okay.
You understand? No come to do like say, your brothers can pamper you. For here, you're not a price to us. This is a group work. You're not a price to anybody here. I'm not your boyfriend.
We will lock you up in a submarine
nobody
and
here
throw
is your
the
brother
key away.
So if you feel that's how you do at home, calm down for here. And once I was done, And also she now changed. So now approaching women, if it's just a specific, is it for dating or for just approach?
Okay, for relationship, for dating, yeah.
Okay, for dating, yeah. Okay, you're specific now.
Okay, let's see. Okay. I like your guy or something.
I have to study this particular person.
Okay.
Our thought processes first.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of voices. I love a lady that has an amazing voice. No come to talk like Agbo.
Go to listen to the Modu Black.
And I love soft spoken ladies. Very important. You basically they talk anyhow. Me,
they don't finish. Oh, now it's my mama day now.
See, I am like fire, right?
Okay.
I want water.
Okay.
I don't want the. I'm not the person that I know that. Okay, I'm that kind of. I have that kind of high pumped up energy.
Okay.
And I hate women that they just they like. Imagine going up to your lady, your woman, and she's shouting for somebody.
Hey.
Maybe saying a person do something will vex you, then I'll do the talking on your behalf.
Exactly.
What we say now, you they do the shouting.
Well, now say you go they beat me for
now.
Our
say you
marriage.
Go
they
start giving me.
Hey, God, I beg
you. So I actually look out for some stuff before I approach you. And actually, if I approach you, I have to tell you, I know go to the hype, not about the hype part too. Okay, probably I like straight to the point.
Yeah.
I have to be very straight. I might just beat around the bush for some days and all, but when I want to go straight to the point, I would go straight to the point.
Okay.
You get so I
approach
also
give you bad boss. And I'll be here to listen to you anyways. Love, be wicked in this thing. No, love. You're not here.
Don't
they'll
be
crying.
Wicked, my dear. See,
they'll be crying.
Let me tell you the truth. You make all the money in the world.
Amen.
You'll have all the money in this world.
And people hearing.
You'll be famous.
They're prophesying.
And when you are done with these two things, what else?
I'll go do wedding. If I tie my BSc, I'm getting married.
You see, emotional needs. And now, if you don't find somebody that will love you, how are you going to do?
Oh, you love yourself.
You don't see.
How you want to love yourself for 30 years?
You know, you go love yourself till you reach 90.
I swear.
No wahala.
So who is your babe? Me.
So now, the next question. We would ask you, no, you'll be doing master dating. Like master dating.
Okay, yeah, master dating, yeah. I've heard of that. And I'm like, these Gen Z people, they have come with their dictionary.
You know, the common new things come. And it's actually in a dictionary, though.
It choke, actually, master date.
So the last question. You can't be like, if he makes this question, I may reach 5. But just the answer.
Five.
The
this guy don't say, I never trust his last week Tuesday.
He never trust last year, December.
Ah, God, I beg. I don't see my mentor.
So, the third question.
Okay. So, which social media platform does it for you?
Oof, has to be.
I think I have more questions to ask you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Has to be Facebook.
Why Facebook?
Because on Facebook, people are.
That's the Uyo community, right?
No, not just the Uyo community. I meet a lot of people on Facebook. Some of the gigs I get, I do, I post my stuff, my podcast, my voiceovers, or like all of my stuff. I write more on Facebook.
Okay.
So, I'm the only writer that is left on Facebook now.
Facebook and his existential crisis.
The rest, they drag people.
May they not drag me for this life, oh God, I beg you.
Now I be a bad chef. I don't get my apron. My car be ready. So they won't drag anybody. I go cook. So Facebook does it for me because people are real on there. People are so real.
Okay.
Like if you know the Instagram, the pictures has to be very edited, like well edited. But on Facebook, you can wake up one morning and just snap. Mistakenly, you go post them.
Okay.
And the things you write out and sometimes your stories too, I'll get to know you better.
Okay.
It's easy to know people better on Facebook. So
I
do Twitter because of the spaces.
Yeah.
Twitter spaces.
Okay,
I do join Twitter spaces. I listen to people.
So Facebook is your thing.
Facebook is my thing because people are more real there. And also it's easier to connect with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just send a couple of messages and we can actually connect, talk, and also voice notes too.
Me and my bad character. My bad character always wins, man.
So Facebook. But Twitter comes second on that list and Instagram because I want to watch reels and memes.
this boy is doing something crazy. But anyways, let's go on. I have another question to ask you. So, as someone in a similar line of work, this work can be a lot more draining and depressing sometimes. Like always recording. Then you find that, he was not recording. No, hey, let's see with this. My head almost, some other stuff. It's not uploading or your guest has not come.
Yeah.
So how do you de-stress? How do you get to de-stress from a long day?
Then you don't like a media. Man.
Man, because, man, guy.
Trust me, I've been editing one podcast for one week before.
Hey. God, I know if you even code for 1 week.
Seriously, because I have to sit down and remove the mouth sounds and everything, all the words that we didn't need.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. I have to sit down and edit everything. And if it's a 1 hour podcast, I have to do it for 1 hour. And it will not be that 1 hour because time they go.
I know, say this boy go cut my podcast, it will be like 2 minutes.
If they edit 1 hour podcast for 3 hours and you're sitting in one place,
God, I beg you.
With your earpiece plugged in. Yeah, okay. It's unwanted. And also sometimes, I know go sleep. I know go lie you. That some days, I've stayed 2 days and I've not slept because of editing podcast. I had like 6 or 4 today.
Can't be me.
Content creation is hard.
It's so hard. And they didn't tell us early.
So that's why people criticize. When people...
I'm serious, like...
If you start them today, I have to find the machine.
I forgot the mode blocks. Cash out.
If you start that time.
Then for the rush me, I for be hot child.
Hot cake.
You understand?
Podcasting as a whole is not hard. It's not hard. It just has to do with you. But now the editing part. Yeah. Anybody can just pick up a mic and start talking. I feel anybody now that has a mic now wants to do podcast.
And not just they'll talk rubbish in their
Everybody has a podcast. So that's why if I don't have now, I was just thinking of one thing because I mean my podcast generally was about I just pick something just to make people happy.
Okay.
I can talk about stan culture and talk about dating. And I think the next one I'm going to record a solo podcast will be about titties. Let's talk titties. And I hope everybody will listen because it's going to be interesting. No,
in
I'm going
the
to
whole do wide world.
It's going to be something amazing. I just want to use that particular one to draw people in and people will want to listen, right? So
okay,
I feel podcasting is easy because everyone that has a mic now and can talk wants to start a podcast. But
I swear from AliExpress, next thing they are talking. God, I don't so tire
have a, if I don't want to talk, if I don't have what to talk about, I don't I will not like for
I
example
know,
started this
about.
Series. When I started this series Vibe, it was a personality show. The guests will come talk just for the guests, just to vibe, for us to vibe. Nothing like we're not talking about any particular thing. We just vibe, digress, vibe, come back again to the path. So it's just about talking and just vibing. So I feel podcasting is
so how do you de-stress now?
Like the stress.
Yes. How do you chill after a long day's work? How do you
Sometimes when I'm done editing a particular podcast, what I do is I have my mirror in my house. So I just watch some videos and try practicing, like being a host, those kind of stuff.
People don't always sleep. Hey.
So if you want to be a celebrity in this area,
almost sleep or leave that.
You don't have to sleep. Seriously. So I just watch some videos. But about relaxing, seriously. When you don't have anybody that you have to cry on their shoulder.
Or
you don't have money to take yourself to an expensive restaurant.
Why are you calling my name out in public? Gingy.
So what you do is you sleep now. When you feel like you are done with this stress and everything, you sleep.
Oh, when it's more to me, I don't sleep.
And
don't
if you have somebody that actually likes you, that will call you and talk to you on the phone, then it's another way of just...
Makes your day. But we that don't have. Anyhow, let's just be there. With our bad character, let's just sit down there and just be chilling. Anyways.
So we have more questions or you have to...
I have more questions? I don't think I have more questions.
Okay.
No, wait. I don't have any question. I cannot talk within day my mind.
Talk within
my mom is streaming this thing.
Talk within your mind.
No, I no go talk, man. You cannot force me. So that's actually all the questions I have for you right now.
So that's the last question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with this, we've come to the end of this particular episode of The Vibe View. The question is, did you enjoy Emed Young's vibe? If it's yes or no, answer on Spotify.
I am coming for you if you did not.
So you'll see how many people, I'll put up an opinion poll. It's going to be an opinion poll. Did you enjoy Emed Young's vibe? That's the question I'll ask.
Please subscribe, follow,
rate
this
us.
Podcast. Do
I'm
everything
having
you
a
always
lot of
do.
Rating. You know what? I went on Spotify yesterday. Was it yesterday? I went to my Spotify for podcasters yesterday.
Okay.
And I need to announce this win. It's a win though. That Spotify is inviting me for a masterclass. And I'm like, whoa.
Me, they don't hack your account. I'm saying
no. No. It's not actually fake. I actually go through the processes and everything.
Okay.
I'm like, oh.
Hey, big win.
So
big
now the thing is, the problem now is, do I have the transport to pay my way to the place they asked?
Oh.
Do I even have
Visa? They not, you not tell them say now you day. Hey,
do I even have the visa to go for the masterclass?
Hey, we go fly for night. We go use Winch.
Edo Express.
Winch, I swear, Winch carriers. I beg.
So it's a win for me. At least they have also recognized me as a creator on their platform.
So we are putting this out there. Please,
it's amazing.
Let's sponsor our guy to go for Spotify masterclass.
I'll open a GoFundMe account. Yeah.
Yes, so
to those of you that love,
so
you say some people are saying they love Daniel Agendi. I love what you do.
If you really love him,
if you really love me.
Let's do this.
Show it, please. I'll post this snippet on my.
Don't hype him up in the DMs.
I'm trying to do. How do you call it?
What's that?
Seeking for funds. So I'll post this particular screenshot. It's not screenshot. This particular snippet on my timeline. Please, if you love me, show it.
Don't go to the love me. Like, not even if.
I like what you do.
I like your work.
Are you the university of Yale?
Okay. Oh my God, are you that guy? Your podcast is so nice. Oh.
Please
send me money.
Send me money. Very important. So I'm going to leave the show with a song from Faith and it's Skata Skata.
Skata Skata. Worry. Well, when she dropped this song, man, this song was a banger. This song needs to be reading for my exam. I was there streaming. Ha. I don't die, you. Say I never fail.
How many carryovers you get?
I know if you talk, I'm my papa, if you stream this podcast, I go crazy.
Maybe I send my song.
My papa don't know, say I don't drop out.
So it's gonna be Faith with the song Scatter Scatter. Please, please, don't, you see this guy? I know, sure, I go start posting pictures.
If he has not asked me if I should, if he's inviting me for the next episode.
No, I'm going to invite you for
if
the next.
If I'm qualified,
the next episode will be Uyo stories. So I'm going to.
I'm going to enter submarine and go and sink
to Titanic.
If people don't like this podcast.
So the next series I'll start will be Uyo stories.
Uyo stories.
Yeah,
that's seasonal. Very interesting.
So I'll be inviting everyone, like people in Uyo that have memorable experiences, to share on the show.
I have a whole lot. Like when dirty water splashed on me. Don't worry, let's wait. Let's just wait.
So Scatter Scatter by Faith.
Enjoy. Okay, let's do this.
And do well to rate us on Spotify.
Subscribe.
Now I beg you, Shala. Bye bye.
This is exactly how we get down. This is exactly how we get down. Shopping with you in Montego. No reason, no reason. I just be well.